Verse 237.
لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين.
It shall be no sin for you if you divorce women while you have not touched them, nor settled for them a dowry, but provide for them, the rich man according to his means and the poor man according to his means, a provision in a becoming manner. This is an obligation upon the virtuous. Footnote 292. This would be an exceptional case, but cases do sometimes happen where after a marriage contract has been completed, circumstances arise or become known which render the consummation and continuation of the marriage difficult or undesirable. This and the next verse make provision for such cases.
Verse 238.
وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَوُا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
And if you divorce them before you have touched them, but have settled upon them a dowry, then half of what you have settled shall be due from you, unless they remit, or he in whose hand is the tie of marriage should remit. And that you should remit is nearer to righteousness. And do not forget to do good to one another. Surely Allah sees what you do. Footnote 293. If the divorce occurs after the dowry has been fixed, but before the husband has gone in unto his wife, the husband shall pay half of the fixed dowry. Footnote 294. The clause, he in whose hand is the tie of marriage, may signify either the husband or the guardian of the divorced woman. Because whereas after marriage, the tie of marriage is in the hands of the husband, before marriage, the guardian of the woman holds it. Footnote 294a. Ya'fu may mean remits or increases. The wife or her guardian may remit the whole or a part of what is due to her, or the husband may pay more than what is due from him. But the husband is certainly desired to make a greater show of generosity.
Verse 239.
Watch over prayers, and particularly the middle prayer, and stand before Allah submissively. Footnote 295. After marriage, one is apt to become a little lax in prayers. Besides, family life multiplies the cares of both men and women. Hence, the necessity of urging married people to be more regular and punctual in their prayers. Footnote 296. The view that it is asr prayer is supported by some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet, Bukhari. It seems to be the prayer which happens to fall within busy hours when one is in the middle of engrossing preoccupations, But each prayer, in a sense, is the middle prayer.
Verse 240.
If you are in a state of fear, then say your prayer on foot or riding. But when you are safe, remember Allah as He has taught you that which you did not know. Footnote 297. Observance of five daily prayers is the most important commandment. In no circumstances should a Muslim neglect his prayers as long as he is sane and conscious. Even when he is moving about in a state of extreme fear, he must not fail to say his prayers and should perform them on horseback or on foot, whether running or sitting or lying, as the case may be.
Verse 241. فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
And those of you who die and leave behind wives shall bequeath to their wives provision for a year without their being turned out. But if they themselves go out, there shall be no blame upon you in regard to any proper thing which they do concerning themselves. And Allah is mighty and wise. Footnote 298. The period of waiting laid down for a widow in chapter 2, verse 235, is 4 months and 10 days, in which time she can, as of right, claim residence and maintenance from the heirs of her deceased husband. The period of 1 year mentioned here is only a concession or a favour for a widow in addition to her right of residence and maintenance mentioned in chapter 2, verse 235. The concession forms no part of her share in the inheritance, nor is it an obligatory injunction.
Verse 242.
And for the divorced women also, there should be a provision, according to what is fair, an obligation on the God-fearing. Footnote 299. Just as the preceding verse bestowed an additional favour on widows, the present one bestows an additional favour on divorced women. The injunction is particularly essential in the case of divorced women because in moments of bitterness, which is the inevitable aftermath of a dissolved marriage, people are liable to be unjust and cruel towards their divorced wives.
Verse 243. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
Thus does Allah make His commandments clear to you, that you may understand.